Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
I tell you what, it's hard work being old Nickel at the moment, isn't it? New job, you're running Air New Zealand, then they come out with this sort of forecast.
Yes, I know. It's been a bit of a rough week for them, hasn't it? Sort of mounting speculation over the impact of the Middle East conflict. And not only that, they're finishing the week with a great big nasty storm that they're having to deal with. This week, Mike, investors are digesting a couple of analyst reports which are really highlighting the mounting risks that Air New Zealand faces at the moment, which are, of course, sort of directly related to the length of time that the disruption to fuel market goes on, which is, of course, will be a result of how long the Middle East conflict goes on. Now, as our national carrier, it's a key element in our national and international travel infrastructure. This is pretty relevant, really, isn't it? Now, I think a key point here, Mike, is something we've talked about before, is that the airline was actually battling and was under performance pressure before the Middle East conflict came along, and it's coming into this from a position of weakness, which makes it all the more tougher. And now they've got even more potential significant earnings pressure sort of coming their way. And not only that, Mike, but it's a really tricky operating environment in which to counter and deal with those risks. Now, the problem, which I think everyone understands, is the cost of fuel, effectively through what we've all come now to learn a little bit more about, which is the unhedged crack spread. So they've hedged their oil price, but planes don't run on oil. The oil has to be turned into jet fuel. There's a big gap between oil and the jet fuel, and that's blown out. Look, I think they've had existing hedges in place, which are now probably rolling off, but we don't have all that information. So they've got a massive cost increase and potentially at the same time weak demand. So the numbers, Mike, around what the airline would lose are getting pretty chunky. So for the financial year to June 26, the market analysts this week, they're guiding to numbers, you know, well in excess of $200 million loss. And the situation is deteriorating sort of quite rapidly. They're also guiding to a loss in 2027 as well. So you add them up and you've got a lot of pressure on the balance sheet. What I would say, Mike, is that these assumptions are very hard to quantify. There's a lot of guessing going on here. But the other thing, of course, is that, need I remind people, we all own Air New Zealand. Correct. It's over 50% owned by the government. Share price of 44 cents. Challenging times, I keep coming back to it, the duration of the conflict and the speed with which fuel costs subside are pretty critical.
Give us, I know it's only Thursday still international, but how's the world handled? What have the markets done this week?
Yeah, look, a Friday, always a good time for a bit of reflection, isn't it? And we've had 4 weeks of something now we hadn't expected. Yes, I acknowledge it's not quite the end of the week, but unless we come back tomorrow, today's good. The reason I want to highlight this is there's lots of sort of uncertainty. There's elements of fear out there. I'm getting asked a lot of questions. So of what's actually happening with risk assets? Well, this week, Mike, resilience is the word that I would be using, but it is a day-to-day proposition. We're embraced a sea of green in the markets. I think it was yesterday, maybe the morning before. That feel-good sentiment has evaporated a little overnight. There is this ongoing fixation with following every sort of Trump tweet or Trump announcement, which, to be objective, Mike, are often contradictory, confused, and a little bit chaotic, but they are being followed nonetheless. We won't see the outcome of the current 5-day ultimatum until I think it's tomorrow our time.
Yep.
So there's elevated risk over the weekend, which makes Mike now for 4 weekends in a row of that being the case. So, but just a quick reality check. If I look at the major indices, the US market index, the main benchmark index, S&P 500, Mike, that closed last week at 6,506. It's currently at 6,521. So it's virtually unchanged. I would say that's resilient. What has happened, though, Mike, I will acknowledge, is that we have given up 6 months of gains. So it's not as good as it was. But, Mike, does this not remind you of what we saw last March, last April, with Liberation Day, which was another period of Trump-induced volatility? The Nasdaq, likewise, more or less where it was last Friday. Our market virtually unchanged. The Aussie market's a little bit higher. Global index, that's pretty steady. What has moved is something like this. If I look at the VIX index, which is the fear index, it's elevated. And the last thing, interest rates have surged higher. Now, if you've got assets out there in your KiwiSaver account, a fixed interest assets, they will be worth less because higher rates equals lower capital values on fixed income funds, and gold's been a big loser. So where to from here, Mike? You know,
who knows?
We actually don't know. Quick resolution. we start to turn our thoughts on what it would like. Extended resolution, well, people are already using the R word, and we're not going to do that.
Okay, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 46,076. It's down 0.75%, 353 points. The S&P 500, as I said, 6,521, down just over 1%. The NASDAQ down 1.6%, 21,576. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 1.3%, 9,972. Quarter percent fall on the Nikkei yesterday, 53,603. The Shanghai Composite lost just over 1%, 3,889. The Aussies, they fell 9 points yesterday, so didn't move a lot, 8,525. But the New Zealand market, courtesy of a little rally in main freight, we gained 0.37% yesterday. That's 48 points, 12,976. Kiwi dollar weaker overnight, 0.5770, 0.8358 against the Aussie. Dead flat at 0.5 against the euro, 0.4324 against the pound, 92.1 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,389. And unfortunately, Brent crude lifting $108.
Have a good weekend. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.